Welcome to the NewsRamp Psychedelics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday afternoon, May 20th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of psychedelics news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin, starting off with our first headline.
Psychedelic news breaks: Cybin Inc. and C-American CYBN CYBN applauds FDA support for psychedelic therapeutics, advances Phase 3 trials. Cybin Inc., listed on NYSE American as CYBN and on NEO as CYBN, has received FDA support for its psychedelic therapeutics. The company is conducting Phase 3 trials for major depressive disorder with CYB03 and Phase 2 trials for generalized anxiety disorder with CYB04. CYB03, a deuterated psilocin candidate, has shown promising results with 100% response and 71% remission rates. Cybin plans to launch the Embrace Phase 3 trial and complete its Phase 2 GAD study by mid-2025. Cybin is focused on developing safe and effective psychedelic-based therapeutics to address mental health conditions with a research pipeline of investigational compounds. For more information, visit Cybin's website at cybin.com. Republican lawmakers embrace psychedelic therapies and shift toward veteran mental health reform. Republican lawmakers, including Rep. Morgan Luttrell, are advocating for the therapeutic use of psychedelics to treat PTSD, depression, and suicidality among veterans. Luttrell, a retired Navy SEAL, underwent Ibogaine and DMT therapy in Mexico in 2018, finding it transformative. Now in Congress, he's pushing for access to Schedule I drugs like Ibogaine and MDMA. Joined by Rep. Dan Crenshaw and Rep. Jack Bergman, Luttrell is leading efforts to fund clinical trials through the VA and Pentagon. NRx Pharmaceuticals and its subsidiary Hope Therapeutics are at the forefront of veteran-focused psychedelic innovation, developing ketamine-based treatments for acute suicidality and major depression. Investor news breaks: Silo Pharma Inc., NASDAQ Silo, closes $2 million public offering of shares and warrants. Silo Pharma Inc., NASDAQ Silo's, a public offering, raising $2 million in gross proceeds. The offering included shares of common stock, pre-funded warrants, Series A1 and Series A2 warrants. H.C. Wainwright & Co. served as the exclusive placement agent. The funds will be used for general working capital. Silo Pharma is a biopharmaceutical company developing therapeutics for psychiatric disorders, chronic pain, and CNS diseases. Their lead program, SPC-15, targets PTSD and stress-induced anxiety disorders. SP-26 is a ketamine-loaded implant for fibromyalgia. Silo's research is conducted through collaborations with universities and independent labs. For more information, visit www.silopharma.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Psychedelics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.